We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. We are opening the musical part of our service with the Way of Truth singer singing for us, Be Strong and Firmly Trust.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and night. Be strong and firmly trust.
And firmly trust
in God through
every care.
Be true,
be true,
and fearless stand,
and fearless stand,
and with His grace and strength be blessed. Arm of strength to yield unto the tempting throng. For God is always strong in truth to help and keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for all of your rich blessings to us. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. And we're trusting wherever this broadcast service is reaching, wherever there is a heart listening, we ask the blessings of Almighty God to be upon them. Now, Father, we know that you love everyone. We know that Jesus died for everyone. So again, we're asking your blessings upon our congregation today. In Jesus' name, amen. Continuing our broadcast service with a quartet singing for us, Keep on the Firing Line.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line.
On the firing line.
If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line.
firing line.
There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die of fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight,
be brave
against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. God will only use the soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line.
On the firing line.
If you wear a crown and bear the cross, you must. Keep on the firing line.
Keep on the firing line.
Life is but to labor for the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line.
On the firing line.
I will praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line.
Keep on the firing line.
When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight,
be brave
against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
Our subject for today's broadcast, A Call to Courage. And our thoughts will be based on chapters 6 and 7 from the book of Judges. Israel had done evil in the sight of the Lord, and as a result, the Lord delivered them into the hands of Midian for 7 years. And the Midianites had destroyed the crops of the Israelites, and they had even taken their sheep and oxen away. As a result, Israel was greatly impoverished, and some of them made dens in the mountains to live in. Then they cried unto the Lord, and an angel came to the son of Joash. Joash had an idol in his backyard, and people came there and were worshiping it. But anyway, the angel of the Lord came to his son and told him that God was with him. The son's name was Gideon. And the angel said, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Gideon said to the angel, "Well, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this trouble befallen us?" The angel told him to go. "In this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites, have I not sent thee?" Gideon began to give reasons why he could not do the work. The Lord said unto him, "Surely I will be with you." God is always willing to encourage us whenever we want to do right or He wants us to do what is right. God calls those who He's equipped to the tasks that He has called them to do, and He will give them the grace to do it. Now, Gideon was told to make an altar unto the Lord. So Gideon made an altar to the Lord, and the same night the Lord told him to take his father's oxen and throw down the altar of Baal that his father had erected, and cut down the grove that is by the altar of Baal. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. The next morning, the men of the city saw what had happened to Baal's altars, and when they found out that Gideon was the one that had destroyed them, they wanted Gideon put to death. But Joash, his father, said to the men, "If he be a god, that is, if Baal be a god, let him plead for himself." The Midianites and the Amalekites and others gathered together to fight Israel. And Gideon sent messengers throughout 4 of the tribes of Israel to gather men together to fight those that were coming against him. And there were 32,000 men that gathered unto Gideon, and the Midianites had 135,000 men. And God said to Gideon, "You got too many. If you will save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, I will put a fleece out." Gideon was making excuses for not going, kind of questioning God. And so he said, "Now, if you're going to deliver Israel by my hand, I want to put out a fleece of wool in the floor. And if the dew be on that fleece only, and if it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said." Now the Lord understands that we need encouragement, so he did as Gideon asked. And Gideon said unto God, "Let not thine anger be hot against me." He asked that the opposite be done in regard to the fleece. This time, the fleece was to be dry, and the ground around it was to be wet. And so it was the second time. God confirmed to Gideon that he would be with him. So Gideon took his army out to battle. And I say Gideon had 32,000 men. After they camped opposite the camp of the enemy, to his surprise, the Lord said to him, "The people that thou hast are too many, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me." God's top priority is his own glory. Now, the fearful were whenever the Lord told Gideon, "You got too many," and I say he had 32,000, and so Gideon said to them, 32,000 men, "Now you that are fearful, you return home." And lo and behold, 22,000 of them left and went home. Now it was 10,000 and the Midianites 135,000. 13-1, still too many. Yes, the Lord told him, "You still got too many. Test as hath." And so they put him to another test. They had him to go down to the brook, and as many as knelt down on their knees and bent over the brook to get their drink, they took their eyes off of the battlefield, then they were to go home also. And again, 9,700 were kneeling in that fashion, and they were sent home. So that left 300. They lapped up the water in their hand while keeping their eyes on the field. So now we have 300 chosen men, and it was 450-1. And so God told Gideon to go with the 300 men. And he went on to the camp near the Midianites, and he was still questioning. And so the Lord told him, if you are still questioning whether I'll be with you or not, you go down to take one of your men and go down to the camp. And so they went down near the camp of the Midianites, and there Gideon heard a man relating a dream that he had had. And in the dream, Gideon had said that about the Lord be upon thee. And that was a sign to Gideon that the Lord would indeed be with them. Now, they were chosen and called to go and fight this multitude of Midianites. And what did they have to fight with? Well, Midian gave them a pitcher. Inside of that pitcher was a little fire, and he gave them a trumpet. Yes, that's what they had to go fight that 135,000 men. And so Gideon divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put out a trumpet, I say, in every man's hand with an empty pitcher and lamps within the pitchers, and they were divided, 100 men, and they surrounded the camp of the Midianites. And Gideon told them, now you do as I do. They were to blow their trumpets, break their pitchers, so the light would shine out. And when Gideon did that, the 300 men followed his example. And we read in the scriptures that whenever they did this, the Lord set every man's sword, talking about the Midianite army, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled. And then Gideon and his men took off after them, and Gideon had the Israelites, who had some of them doubtless who had gone back. He allowed them to come with him and pursue the Midianites. And so through this, God delivered the children of Israel from the oppression of the Midianites. And many of them were slain, others fled, and Israel was free from the overlords of the Midianites. And they had peace for 40 years after that. Don't underestimate what God can do in and through you as an individual, just as we have this example of God using Gideon in such a marvelous way. With God, you can do whatever God would have you to do. It is true that Gideon hesitated and he questioned, and he put out a fleece two different times, and then God had him to go down to the camp, and he heard what the Midianites said. So the Lord encouraged Gideon all along. And whenever you think about an army of 300 with a pitcher and with a flame and with a trumpet facing 135,000 people who had swords and who were able to fight with their swords, when you think about that, it was indeed a miraculous thing. And we can't be too hard on Gideon for questioning and wanting to make sure that God would be with him as he said he would. But you know, beloved, God always speaks the truth. You can depend upon what God said. When God said he'd be with you, he'll be with you. And God not only promised to be with Gideon, but we find in the scriptures where he promised to be with all of his children. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never let you be tempted above that which you are able to bear, but will with every temptation make a way of escape for you. And his ways are often surprising and challenging, yes, but they're always the best and will be successful if we do what God would have us to do. As unreasonable as that was, God still gave them marvelous victory. And I say the Israelites had peace for 40 years, as long as Gideon lived. The Lord always works in a way that exalts and glorifies him. The Apostle Paul said to us, whether we eat or whether we drink or whatsoever we do, do all to the glory of God. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price, and we are therefore to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. The Lord has showed us what is good and what he requires, that we love mercy, that we do justly, and that we walk humbly with our God. And so the Israelites destroyed those gods of Baal and turned to the true and the living God after God delivered them from the Midianites through Gideon and 300 men. A courageous life begins with the Word of God and prayer. That is where we get our instructions and receive the mind of Christ. Yes, study the Scriptures. Find out what is the will of God, the mind of Christ. Spend much time in prayer, for God will hear and answer. His eyes are over the righteous, his ears are open unto their prayers, but his face is against those that do evil. It should be an encouragement to us today to know that if we are servants of the true and the living God, we are serving the same God that gave Gideon and those 300 men that marvelous victory so long ago. I am God, and besides me, there is none other. I am the Lord, I change not. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Thank God today for the true and the living God who has promised to be with his people and to give them victory over all the powers and the forces of evil. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're thankful for this encouraging happening in the life of Gideon so long ago, and we know that you are just the same today. So bless our congregation. If there be those listening who don't lean not, I pray the Holy Spirit will deal with them, convict them, and draw them that they might turn their hearts and their lives over to thee. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see then sings my
thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know. Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We also have an archive of our broadcasts if you missed any or if you'd like to hear one over again. And we also invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.